Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from me. Mr. Rob Setter, our fabulous producers on the other side of the glass. Mr. Matt Catrillo is in the newsroom. He tells us traffic's easing in Northumberland. We had some long delays in there earlier, so that is starting to slow down. We have a no-injury accident clear now in Elysburg, and Route 11's fine in Danville. So some of our traffic gum-ups are easing. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Now, we have a guest to introduce today. Betsy Kramer is here. She works for CEDA-COG. She is a revitalization coordinator, and we see her helping out a lot in the community of Shamokin these day. So welcome aboard.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you coming in, too.
Thank you.
Oh, did I say I appreciate
you? You always do, yes.
Oh, okay, well, we appreciate Joe. Joe has some appreciation for some things. Guests are one of them, okay? So he doesn't appreciate much else, I might add, but that's another topic. Okay, so Shamokin getting a lot of attention lately. Kind of begin at the beginning, if you don't mind. Why is Shamokin getting such a good focus of activity and funding and attention to fight blight and to make progress?
Sure, absolutely. Well, CEDA-COG has been very committed to the Shamokin area, and I do believe it started back with the AOAA, the Anthracite Outdoor Adventure Area. And there was a lot of people in the town that said, I don't think it's going to work in the city and the area. Well, it is working.
Yeah, like the guy across from me.
I'm saying.
But you hate everything.
I don't hate everything.
Stop. It's really cool up there. So anyways, people in the area, in the Shamokin area, saw that it is working. And different businesses wanted to come in.
And in this case, working means heavily used, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of visitors.
Yes.
Hundreds of thousands?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Probably a million a year, would you say?
At the AOAA? No, I think it's closer to 30,000. But we can say a million.
Okay.
But also at Knoebels, we have over a million visitors there. The Weiser State Forest, the gun shoot in Elysburg. There's a lot happening. And businesses wanted to tap into that. So let me back up to around November, December of last year. CEDA-COG, we got some funds from DCED called Engage, and it was to go into businesses to ask, how can we help? How do you even know about CEDA-COG? Do you know about Bucknell SBDC, the different state agencies that can help out? And Shamokin was just one of our stops. We were just going to businesses. And we also heard about an informal group of business owners that would get together once a month to discuss their own issues. And we asked if we could also go there to listen, to hear what could happen, how we could help. During those meetings, also, State Representative Kurt Mosser would attend. And it would be a little bit frustrating because we would leave the meetings knowing the needs were so huge in this area that CEDA-COG could help all the different departments, yet CEDA-COG serves 11 counties. Shamokin's just a tiny little blip in our service area. And we would go to each meeting knowing that not much had happened since the last meeting, that the issues were brought up, but nobody was actually doing anything to fix it. And we talked to Representative Mosser saying, how can we help? How can CEDA-COG help? And at the same time, Representative Mosser was trying to get a downtown manager in the city of Shamokin. The city of Shamokin is not ready for a downtown manager. A downtown manager would help with events and make things look pretty. We're trying to fix the foundation, the building blocks of the city. Yes.
How many of the properties in downtown Shamokin are vacant at this point?
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot. I don't know the actual number. Yeah, there's a lot.
Here comes Representative Mosser now. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning.
Have a seat.
So, go ahead.
So continue your timeline.
Sure. So we spoke to Representative Mosser and said, how can we help? So he was able to secure a Keystone Community Grant for us for $300,000. That is for CEDACOG to immerse itself in the city of Shamokin. We have an office in the city. I'm there at least 2 days a week, but quite frankly, it's been more like 4 days a week. And we're working to help coordinate with all the different efforts that are going on in the city.
Are the downtown properties you mentioned, many of them are vacant, mm-hmm. are they all ready for habitation or use, or do they are they in such blighted condition they need to be either rehabbed or just torn down and start over again?
Yeah, one of the big projects that we're working on is to identify the vacant properties, the condition of the blight, can they be saved, should they be torn down, which buildings can we possibly put businesses in, and then what else, how we could repurpose also. There's a whole brownfield study going on. So there's a lot of different things happening with the different properties.
So folks are paying attention in Shamokin now. We have a Bucknell University Small Business Development Center mm-hmm. presence there mm-hmm. that's helping out.
Yes.
Bucknell University students within the business classes and other groups are also occasionally helping out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Of course, CEDACOG has set up shop. You talked about that. Sabre is a business group down there. They sort of have an office. Explain how they work.
Sure. So that's Sabre is for Shamokin Area Businesses for Economic Revitalization. So it's not just businesses in the city of Shamokin, it's also Cole Township. And it was started as an informal group of business owners who have invested their money and their time because they believe in the hope of the area. So, and I think that's a huge, so that with the Partnership for Revitalization, it is with the city of Shamokin, CEDACOG, and Sabre.
And some of these smart leaders are interested in a hotel. I know one is progressing, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
At the old Jones Hardware, if you're familiar with Shamokin on Independence Street, the old Jones Hardware building.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that'll be the site of a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt, got Shamokin under the microscope and a lot of people pulling for the revitalization.
There's a lot of great things going on in the city of Shamokin, and we're real excited about what's coming in the future. Betsy has told you the alliances that have happened. There's so many good signs of this economic revitalization that I'm so excited to see that snowball grow, and we just got to keep that ball moving.
And I guess because of the AOAA and the trap chutes and some of the other things mm-hmm. you named, it's not a matter of build it and they will come. It's take advantage of the fact that they're already here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. When we're up, I was up at the AOAA, they have at least one Jeep Jamboree a year where thousands of Jeepers come in from all over the country, and actually some from Canada already. And they spend 3 or 4 days at the park. And as the trucks were going out, somebody said, that's a $40,000 car, that's a $50,000 Jeep. I said, well, I look at it differently. I look at it as, that's somebody who can spend $80 in this town. That's somebody who could spend $100 in this town. And they do. And they would. But the problem that we had, Betsy talked about it earlier, we didn't have any place for them to stay. So we're addressing that now, and they were going all the way up to Frackville and they rented out the entire hotel for the weekend. So that's part of, that's just one instance of what you can see from what the AOA has done. There are exciting things on the horizon, maybe with bicycling. That's our next step, I think.
Well, Kurt, Betsy mentioned that you put out a request for proposals for a redevelopment plan. You know, what are you looking for in that? What are you hoping will come out of it? Are you hoping that it'll be an action plan or, just an end, a dream for what it should be like maybe 30, 40 years down the road?
No, I want an action plan. And Betsy and I have had this conversation that some of these plans that you see and just different plans that I've seen through the years in business, it could be cut and paste. When I saw Northumberland County plan years and years ago, you could have taken Northumberland County out, plugged in any county, and it would have basically been the same plan. So this is something that I think we want something that we can definitely have actionable items after this plan is developed and something to strive for. I think you're going to have public input. Certainly is going to play a big part of that. What do you want to, what do you want your town to look like? But I definitely want a plan that is specifically tailored for the region, and we have actionable items after that plan's complete.
Well, Betsy mentioned to me before, we were talking before the program went on the air, that one of your primary goals is to revitalize the downtown, to start with the downtown. Isn't that a daunting task in today's world? I mean, downtowns are not exactly thriving in most places. Lewisburg may be the exception.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's not an easy task, that's for sure. But the AOA has, the city has allowed the AOAA to ride into town. There is a trail that links the park right to the town. We had 750 riders in there on one Saturday afternoon. We haven't seen that many people in that town for decades. So can you bring it back to what it was? Probably not, because the whole landscape, the entire economics of the country has changed. I mean, malls are a thing of the past anymore. So, but we can make it a whole lot better than what it is.
Is there a vision yet, or is that what you're working on, this idea? You know, what Shamokin may never look like, Lewisburg may never look like a New Berlin, but is there a vision on what a revitalized coal town looks like? Do you sort of have an example in your head? I mean, I think of Jim Thorpe as a town that declined and then really clawed back based on recreation.
Yeah, actually, we talk about Jim Thorpe a lot because we have all the components. Just bring some more businesses, and we have a lot of really good restaurants. But we don't have a lot of businesses, so we'd like to see more retail shops in Shamokin.
What kind of retail shops? Anything in particular you're looking
for? Gift shops. Gift shops would be great.
Things that would cater to the people that the Anthracite Outdoor Area would
bring. We need to embrace the fact that tourists are coming in. So it, just like Representative Mosser said, it's probably not going to be the Shamokin it was 50, 60 years ago. But it could be something really incredible. So we just have to embrace the natural attributes that we have.
So, and Jim Thorpe, I think, is a great example. When we were developing the park plan, the master plan for the park, we wanted to be all-inclusive. And I think, in my mind, we were just being all-inclusive sort of to make it a better plan, a better sellable plan. But I thought Jeeps, ATVs, that's where the money's going to come from, you know. Until I went to Jim Thorpe and I saw thousands of cars with bicycles on the back.
Bicycles, yeah. That's why I've been to Jim Thorpe. That's why that's top of the mind. So there's trailheads that start there, and that's why we go there.
So just recently I was able to secure a grant for a feasibility study for biking in the region. We would like to see rails to trails from linking Sunbury to Mount Carmel through Shamokin. The Weiser State Forest is teeming with bicyclists up there right now, single track mountain biking. We have an access point that we can bring them into. We believe we can bring them into Shamokin by the Shamokin Hospital. There's a trail that comes from Weiser Forest all the way out to the Shamokin Hospital. And from there, we can easily get them into town. And if we can get them on the rails, the trails, it could be almost a loop for there.
When the people come into town, what is it they're looking for? I mean, right now they're just coming in because it's a curiosity and we're here, and they're either liking or not liking what they find, or have you interviewed them to determine what it is would encourage them to spend more than that $80 you were talking about?
Well, I certainly think the hotel is a big thing. The hotel is the first thing. They want to be able to be here, be in the region, and be able to be on that park and not spend 20-25 minutes driving to get to the park. So, yeah, I've talked to them every ride we've had. I've been in town talking to all of them and seeing where they're from, how they like it, and been up at the park countless times that doing the same thing. Where are you from, and how do you like this?
What kind of feedback are they giving you?
Most of them say it's the best park they've ever been on. You know, you have a lot of different parks that have certain kinds of terrain. At that park, we've seen every different kind of terrain that you can find across the country.
Betsy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've actually visited the AOAA as a visitor, not necessarily as a public person, but it's fantastic. And when you're there with people from all over the country, they're just amazed at how beautiful it is. First of all, when you're up on the mountain and you're looking out at how gorgeous it is, and then somebody else was picking up coal, like, this is real coal. I'm like, this is real coal. But that's also what I've heard, that some of the rock for driving for their Jeep cheap. It's amazing. There's rocks. There's mud. If you like mud, if you don't like mud, you can go around on the rocks. But yeah, it's some of the best trails in the country.
Right now, they're developing a rock crawling obstacle that's going to be tops on this side of the east or the Mississippi. That'll be the best obstacle course that there is. They're reclaiming strip mine land, so they're eliminating a high wall hazard. But all the rock that they're finding, that are best way to describe it is, if it's bigger than a refrigerator, they're keeping it, putting it off to the side, and they're going to create this course where the jeeps will, and they've specially designed rock
crawlers. I guess.
What is a rock crawl, Kurt? I'm not familiar with that.
It's just a set of four tires and an engine and a super sturdy frame in between, I guess.
Okay.
It's like a lunar rover.
They look like a lunar rover.
Yeah, they're not.
So
really.
It's not my Jeep that I...
No. Okay.
It's about three times the money as your Jeep, probably.
Well, and it doesn't have a remote start either. So,
how close to fruition is this hotel? Because it sounds like there's an immediate need for that.
Work has started. I know the design phase is done, and they've started some work on it. I don't think it's going gangbusters yet, but there is some work, preliminary work being done.
Do you have an operator or someone there? You know the name of it, what it will be, or just a locally owned?
Yeah, it's a local fellow who. Andy Twigger, who was originally from the Shmokin area, he moved to the Lehigh Valley. He is a real estate developer in the Lehigh Valley, and he wanted to do something for his hometown. He loves his hometown and wanted to do something to help with the downtown.
How many rooms will it have?
I don't remember.
At least 80 was a number that pops into my head for some reason, but good size. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, but I'm so glad to say we have some great guests here today. We're talking about the Shamokin revitalization that's underway and what took a long time to decline will take a long time to repair, but all the people are pushing to make that happen. When we come back, we'll talk about the attitude of Shamokin residents themselves and just how long it might take for recovery. We have in our studio Betsy Kramer is here, a revitalization coordinator from Cedar Cog. Her office is now in Shamokin. State House Member Kurt Mosser is here. He and John Gordner have been making sure that state programs that focus on blight and bringing towns back have Shamokin top of the mind. And so a lot of folks appreciate that. We'll take a quick break. If you have a question for our panel, call now 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, our guests here talking about Go Shamokin. Hashtag Go Shamokin is trending on social media. I guarantee it's the Partnership for Revitalization involving Cedar Cog, the state of Pennsylvania's various agencies, the State House. GoShamokin.com. What happens when I go Shamokin.com? What happens there?
Well, if you go to GoShamokin.com right now, it's a website, and it has the local businesses. We're going to have events on there, which we haven't put on there yet, but that's happening. And then also we want to push the hashtag GoShamokin. If there's any good pictures you take in the area in Shamokin, you just use that hashtag GoShamokin and help spread the love.
All right. One of our listeners says, why Shamokin? What about Sunbury? What about Ralpho? What about Paxinus? What about Coltmont?
Certainly for the Cedar Cog involvement, for me to bring them in, it was through a series of meetings when we first started Sabre and saw a lot of great ideas, but then when the meeting was over, there was nobody there to follow through on these great ideas. So that's sort of what was the genesis was of them in Shamokin. The biggest reason, I think, for Shamokin is they're an Act 47 community. They really are struggling financially as a city because of the downturns and the blight and things like that. So there's only, I think, 13 Act 47 communities across the Commonwealth. When one of them is in your district, I certainly want to focus on giving them the best chance to survive and get out of Act 47 status and to thrive on their own.
What about the housing situation there? I mean, one of the keys, I would think, to revitalization is to bring in people into the community as well.
It is, but the problem that we have right now is the with the big loss of population over the decades, it has come with certainly a lot more housing than we have population. We've also secured a number of grants to take down a lot of the blighted properties to hopefully save the ones that are. I always look at it, if you have a nice, really nice block, but you got that one building in the middle that is blighted and falling in, it's going to spread like a cancer. So we have to address those, and we have to address it strategically. That was another part of my mission to CEDACOG was to, when we spend these blight dollars, that we're doing it in a strategic fashion.
What about the demographics of Shamokin? Largely older?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's an elderly population.
Is there any plan as part of this, or are you hoping to find something in your plan when you get it that would bring younger people into the community on a continuing
absolutely.
Basis?
Absolutely. That was a big part of the plan, how to engage the youth, how to keep the youth.
Well, yeah, you haven't had a brain drain. You've just had everybody drained, mm-hmm. you know, because you had to go elsewhere to find a family-sustaining job. There are some in and around the Shamokin region, but mm-hmm. for a lot of those, you had to go on. How long does it take a Shamokin to come back?
I have no idea. CEDACOG is going to be there for the next 3 years, at least, immersed in this city. However, CEDACOG is not going away. So, and these, what we're actually doing is coordinating with the local groups to get everybody on the same page. A lot of these groups have the same vision that we do. It's just that they're all working independently. So we're working to coordinate everybody's efforts to work for a common good. And that way, when we're out of being fully immersed there, it'll continue on.
Well, some of what you're talking about, Betsy, involves local government. Is the city of city of Shamokin's government cooperating in this venture?
Oh, they've been fantastic.
Well, that coincides. One of our listeners sends us a text and says, "Don't what about Shamokin? The leaders in Shamokin are hungry. Where I live in, looks like they type Llewellyn, Schuylkill County. Where I live in Llewellyn, people just lament the loss of jobs, but no one does anything about it. So Shamokin's hungry. You agree?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. But attitudes.
Industry, too?
Industry, then attitudes.
Yeah. Or both.
Industry.
Industrial attitudes. How about we combine them?
Bring in even more work back?
We would love nothing more. We've certainly been in talks over the years to a number of companies. We've been able to see some of the some new manufacturing move in with the Great Dane. I see they're paving now at the one older, the Kirsch building over on outside of Elysburg, so there's a new business going in there. We certainly have the National Tickets of the World over there and the bottle company. We have a lot of good things happening, but we do need more. But along with trying to lure them in is a quality of life. This quality of life is part of it, a big part of it is recreation. So if you add biking, hiking, ATVs, it's another reason for them to want to set up shop here.
Got
to
ask the question, what about coal?
I still think there's coal in what we know coal as is not probably going to come back. But coal as a source for the rare earth elements is certainly a very big possibility. We're buying all of our rare earth elements. Everything that you look at, electronics-wise, has rare earth elements in it. We're buying them all from China, and they're there in our anthracite both the mines and in the waste.
So the Calm Bank is a gold mine?
It certainly could be.
Wow. Okay. Last question. Less than a minute left. Attitudes. Do people have to do people have to change the way they think about Shamokin in Shamokin?
Absolutely. Actually, when we were doing visits downtown with different businesses, I stopped in at one business owner, and he said to me, you know, if you would have asked me, and I was asking about perception, do you think that Shamokin can be saved? And he said, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, I would have said no. He said, and now you ask me, and I say, I actually think it can.
And do you have speculators buying up the homes and businesses and properties now?
I'm not kidding. Now, we have actually been immersed there since the beginning of September, and probably not a day goes by that I don't get a call.
Somebody says, oh, I want to buy up a block or a house.
They're looking to see how they can capitalize on the momentum.
There's people who are former residents, just like Mr. Twigger is, that want in it. There's a cigar bar coming. There's a brew pub coming. The hotel, maybe two hotels. And those are just a couple that I just, right off the top of my head, that are signed up, ready to go.
Well, you had me at brew pub, so we'll leave it at that. Thank you both so much coming in. You both have an open mic here. Anytime to talk about these important things in our Sunrise Show.
I'm glad they didn't have you at the cigar bar.
Well, once every 2 years, time for one. This is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. Rob is there. Matt must be somewhere. And Kevin Herr was just here. We got it all going on. Kurt Mosser was here, the state representative, and Betsy Kramer, the revitalization specialist who's working out of Shamokin for the time being. If you have a question about the Shamokin topic, feel free to give us a call. We had Bobby standing by. He can call back and we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free line. That's 1-800-795-9565 throughout our program. And even afterward, you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. It is a family-owned dealership. Go down there and see the Mertzes or see some other folks there. You can see Jason Benfer over at the Lincoln dealer. He's going to get Joe set up in his Navigator. I'll bet, you know, I think he should probably spec one out and bring it up here. I bet Joe would really like it. Mickey and Sal. Almost there. She's going to set you up on an F-150. Jeff Clock is there. His specialty is some of the cars. Mike DeFeo wants to put me in a Raptor Ranger truck ASAP. Ernie's over at the Kia dealership in Shamokin Dam along with Austin. And guess what? They are making deals happen. They have customers that they've had for decades that are always smiling because they know they're well taken care of. They're getting great vehicles at whether it's a Ford, a Hyundai, a Kia, or a Lincoln. They're getting great service at the Quick Lane. They're getting great truck service at the big truck bay. They're getting a great car wash. They're getting great alignments. Okay, it's great. You got that? They can pump you up with nitrogen, too. So, and that saves you a lot of money in the long run if your tires are running on nitrogen. So the Sunbury Motor Company, please check them out, sunburymotors.com. Bobby, thanks for being so patient. Our guests have moved on, but Joe knows everything, so he can probably answer your question. Go right ahead.
All right, you know, good morning, everyone. Of course, as we all know, the coal regions, Sunbury, and, you know, this is a very historical area and founding the state in that. So I think it's, you know, a good idea to start, redeveloping, some of the business, well, not necessarily some of the same businesses, but at least bring something or start something so that people can, when they come to the area, that they can explore.
Well, yeah, and I think you see in Shamokin, you still have a Wise Markets that's down within walking distance, so you don't need a grocery store in the downtown, and you have sort of the Dollar General kind of things, and thank heaven you got the Dunkin' Donuts, but you don't sort of have any sort of attractive coffee shops, but you do see that a brewery's coming, a couple of hotels, did you hear Kurt say a couple of hotels coming?
One for
well,
sure.
But in the end, he actually used the word two. So there's more folks, and we know that properties are changing hands. So, yeah, good idea, Bobby. You just have to do it sort of one business, one storefront, one apartment at a time. But things are changing there. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Very much appreciated. We do have some brief news headlines here. There'll be a few new county commissioners around here in Snyder County. Newcomers Adam Ewig and Charles Steininger will join Joe Kantz on the commissioner's board. In Northumberland County, Joe Clebon, Sam Schicatano, and Kimberly Best will be the commissioner's board next year. Joe is the freshman commissioner there. In Union County, Preston Boop's been around for decades, but Stacy Richards and Jeff Reber are newcomers. In Montour County, same old people. Trevor Finn, Dan Hartman, and Ken Holdren reelected as great leaders of Montour County. In Union County, Diane Miller will become the official Union County Prothonotary. In Sunbury, council winners were Jim Eister and Joshua Brocious. Shikellamy School Board, it was Wetzel, Balestrini, Wiest, Garman, and Schreck. Lewisburg, it was Jablonski, Zimmerman, Unsinger, Facero, Fetzer, and Heath. And those are some of the winners. And we have lots more links and names named at WDKOK.com. In that statewide judge race, Daniel McCaffrey and Megan McCarthy King are the apparent winners. McCaffrey's a Democrat. King is a Republican. They got 26% of the vote. Amanda Green Hawkins only got 25%. And as always, the WDKOK Sunrise Kiss of Death to whomever as a statewide judge candidate appears comes in last. Christy Lee Peck, who appeared on Sunrise this week. The low vote get her there.
Well, that should drive people away from the program.
Well, you know, it's just a terrible coincidence. Actually, we do have a statewide judge candidate who made it to office 2 years ago, so it's not always. Union County has new commissioners, one of whom is Jeff Reber.
With Preston Boop being a longtime commissioner and the current chair of the board, I mean, he's an invaluable partner to me, you know, not only just during the campaign, but also to learn from him for the next 4 years. And we're going to have a great partnership from that regard. And we really have a lot of the same goals and a lot of the same ideals. I'm all about workforce development and expanding our tax base, you know, because I'm trying to keep our taxes low individually, so we expand our tax base, and that's how you do that. And from a technology standpoint, broadband is something the current commissioners have started on and something that I think myself and the fellow commissioners can really leverage moving forward.
All right. Again, we have lots of numbers posted at WDKOK.com. An election official in Western Pennsylvania didn't think anything of it when an absentee ballot arrived from outer space. The Lawrence County Voter Services Department was expecting a location, a return address, International Space Station, Low Earth Orbit. The director says astronaut Andrew Morgan, who currently lives on the space station but still maintains his residence in Lawrence County, is a registered voter. The county IT director set up a secure email and password with a fillable PDF file that Morgan received, filled it out, and sent it back all secure. They say they all thought it was pretty cool as he voted from outer space. And finally, authorities are trying to identify a suspect they say fatally stabbed a customer who cut in line for a chicken sandwich at a Popeyes restaurant in Maryland. Prince George's County Police Chief told reporters Tuesday that the detectives believe 28-year-old Kevin Terrell Davis of Oxon Hill was systematically cutting in line for 15 minutes before another customer confronted him. An argument spilled outside. Investigators say Davis was fatally stabbed Monday. Police are circulating surveillance video of the unidentified suspect and a woman who apparently was with him, and they're asking for the public's help. Popeyes resumed selling its wonderful, delicious chicken sandwich on Sunday after the stabbing. It was first released in August and has been highly popular and selling out.
So what is their ad slogan going to be? Chicken to die for?
I guess so.
Of all the insane things to kill somebody over a chicken sandwich.
Well, and then after all that, you leave the store after the stabbing and don't come back. You don't get the sandwich anyway.
So, surprised you didn't hang out and kill everybody else in front of him and just get the next five sandwiches.
Right. Well, that would make so much more
sense.
Where
he's going, I don't think they'll be serving Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Well, no, but probably better things, potentially. You just never know.
At county jail? At the jails?
Oh, no, Davis is dead. So he ain't going nowhere for sandwiches. No. He's enjoying a heavenly feast.
No, the guy that did it.
Oh, yeah, he's absconded. Well, he can't go back to the restaurant. He probably thinks he's persona non grata, so he'll have to go to the Popeye somewhere
else. I would suspect the police would give him a warm welcome if they could get their hands on him.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what it is about this sandwich. It's probably like a KFC on a sandwich. Sounds pretty good.
I know. That's the sandwich that they ran out of the first time they introduced it.
Right, yeah. It's supposedly, like, addictively, has an addictive property.
Well, maybe you better head to Chick-fil-A and settle for theirs.
That's my favorite place if I'm on the road.
Okay.
KFC's my local favorite. What's your local favorite? Fast food.
Fast food? Well, I like KFC. I like Burger King.
Okay. Oh, because they're in Shamokin Dam. I get it.
Right.
Favorite
and McDonald's. I like McDonald's.
Because they're in Shamokin Dam.
Right.
All right. And, of course, you
Golden
know,
Chopsticks. They're pretty good.
Okay. Because they're in Shamokin Dam. All right. I get
Chinese buffet.
Get
hey,
the,
we got a lot of good
I get the theme
ones.
Here.
Bob Evans is pretty good, too.
Are they? Are they in Shamokin Dam?
Yes, they are.
But you don't like Long John Silver's.
Oh, I do. I like their fish.
Oh, they're in Shamokin Dam.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay. And Arby's. Let's not forget about Arby's.
Okay.
They're pretty good, too.
But
all in Shamokin Dam.
Okay. Not the Sheets. That's in
Monroe Township.
Skip the Sheets.
Skip the Sheets.
All right. Honest to Pete. How did
and Pizza Hut. I can't forget Pizza Hut.
Oh, well, that's a good place, too.
Yeah.
All right. If you wish to put us out of our misery, interrupt us. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free number. So why don't we just run the board and clear this stuff?
But before we do, I got to touch base with you. Yeah, we can. But they're all from yesterday. But I think this one is interesting. It may generate some comment. Former Vice President Joe Biden yesterday called Senator Elizabeth Warren condescending and elitist for comments she made last week suggesting he was running in the wrong presidential primary. Oh, it's starting to get interesting.
You mean he's too old, is that
No, I think she means he should have been a Republican.
Oh, okay.
Biden made the comments at a Pittsburgh fundraiser in an op-ed published in Medium on Tuesday. He did not mention her by name, but wrote in the op-ed that her attacks represent an angry, unyielding viewpoint with a my way or the highway approach to politics. But it's worse than that, he wrote. It's condescending to the millions of Democrats who have a different view. Biden wrote that her jabs were an elitism that working and middle-class Americans don't appreciate. Warren also said he was repeating Republican talking points when he criticized her recently unveiled Medicare for All plan. Biden and other Democratic presidential candidates have stepped up their attacks on Warren recently as she surges in the polls, jockeying with Biden for the top spot. So now they're throwing mud at each other.
Well, they got to be at the top of the ballot. So Joe Biden is, in some people's view, a bit of a gaffe machine. So they don't want him to go up against Donald Trump because Donald Trump will have him for lunch.
Well, somebody described the three candidates. Joe Biden was described as old, Bernie as kind of mean and nasty, and they described her as a scold, something in a scold. I wish I could remember exactly what they said. Hmm. But, you know, she comes across, I think, very stiff and nasty, and mm-hmm. so does Bernie. At least Joe Biden seems affable.
Well, and maybe that's why some of the less popular candidates in the polls are staying in it, because they know that some of these negative impacts. So you think of, a Buttigieg or a Tulsi Gabbard or, I can't think of the other one that I'm thinking of. But I just think that all of the candidates would make a super president compared to this president, but none of them, I just don't see them all as being toe-to-toe contenders with
You think
president
Elizabeth
Trump.
Warren would be better than Donald Trump?
Yeah. I think that all of the Democrats would be, especially Andrew Yang.
So where are we going to get all this money? Elizabeth Warren's going to soak everybody to put all of her expensive plans in action.
She's got big ideas, and I think Donald
she's
Trump
got
had,
stupid
had big ideas.
Ideas.
He was able to implement some and not others. She has big ideas that some may work, some may not. She can't do anything to a U.S. budget without the legislature.
It will be fascinating because all the Democrats now are yelling about how Trump has inflated the national debt. I can't imagine what they would say if she gets in and starts doing her Medicare for All, her 6% tax. I heard a professor from the University of Maryland this morning, an economics professor, said if some of her plans were enacted, that there would definitely be a recession.
Mm. Well, I guess that's some people's opinion. I guess there's an empirical way to protect that, too, to show how taxes and economy slide
backwards occasionally. But politics today has become gift-giving. Politicians today, you seldom hear them talk about, as John Kennedy did, ask not what you can do for what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
You don't hear responsible government from any of the candidates,
you don't
including
hear
this president.
Talking about sacrifice. You know, we may need to tighten our belts a little bit. We may need to all pull together. It's, well, if I'm elected, I'll give you this. If I'm elected, I'll give you that. that. And if I will start this program, we'll start that program so that you can have a wonderful life without lifting a finger.
We used to get some Democrats in here that would say that deficit spending wasn't bad because it helps to grow the economy and sort of helps growth happen.
It does if it actually grows the economy and then the money is used to offset the debt, but that doesn't happen under Republican or Democratic administrations.
Well, plus, what I was going to say was $30 trillion? Isn't that a little high? I mean, in terms of a deficit, half of our revenue's going to pay off interest.
What's the GNP?
Debt.
No, I'm the gross national product.
Interest,
it's
debt,
somewhere
debt
in that neighborhood, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember what it is. It's like 40% of our national budget goes to the fact that we're paying bills from 20
years ago. No, but I'm talking about her plans versus the gross national product. I mean, she's proposing stuff that almost every cent we made would have to go to pay for.
Well, I guess if we enacted fair taxes and had the wealthy, you know, whoever they are, pay their fair share, whatever that is, I guess if that were happening, then maybe we'd have a little bit more revenue to work with. But honestly, can't we sort of just call a timeout, use the increased revenue from fair taxes to pay off the deficit or to at least reduce it? And then if we think, okay, well, we'd have to have Medicare for all, maybe lower the Medicare age 1 year at a time to slowly ease it in or something like that.
Well, I mean, Joe Biden's talking about strengthening Obamacare, and the Republicans haven't offered anything better, so maybe that makes some kind of sense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's also talking about developing a public option that people who can't afford over-the-counter health insurance can buy into. But that still involves taking money from people who made it and giving it to people who don't have it. And, you know, and I understand health. I understand the argument about health care and that people, I don't know that you have a right to health care in this country. It's not guaranteed anywhere in the Constitution. But we certainly, as a big and powerful nation, should be able to find some way for people to get adequate health care without them going into bankruptcy from one bad illness. There ought to be some way to do that.
One of our listeners takes you to task on your remark.
Says, what are you talking about, Joe? I never saw Elizabeth Warren exhibiting any of those traits when interviewed or on the campaign trail. How would you rate Mr. Trump's demeanor? Warm and friendly? No.
Yeah, morose and buffoonery.
Well, warm and friendly if he likes you.
Well, that's true, to the point of enjoying illegality.
Well, in any event, I'm quoting what Joe Biden said, that she is condescending. And what was the other thing he said about her? Her my way or the highway approach to politics. So maybe our writer would want to take that up with Joe Biden.
Don't you think that's pretty common among executive office candidates?
It's my way or the highway?
Right.
Not necessarily. I think the best leaders listen to people and accept other ideas and other opinions.
That's true. 1-800-795-9565. We are talking about the Democratic presidential race and then, of course, correlating that to the attitudes and opportunities for President Donald Trump to be reelected. Give us a buzz if you have a response to what you've heard. 1-800-795-9565. We've got a half a dozen emails and texts to sift through, so we'll do that. But we like live calls. Call us now. 1-800-795-9565.
I saw something this morning that maybe also is a thought starter. I was watching, as I told you, I bounced back and forth between CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. And this morning, the big story was the governor of Kentucky apparently losing to a Democratic challenger after President Trump had been down there, you know, campaigning for him. And CNN went through the whole thing. They talked about the victory. And then they accurately said, they pointed out that the president's approval rating in Kentucky was something like 55%, but the governor's approval rating in Kentucky was only 40%. And they pointed out that's why the governor lost, not because President Trump didn't have some positive effect, because he outperformed his negative numbers or his bad numbers. But that morning, Joe was positively frothing at the mouth about, oh, a tremendous setback for the president. They finally realized, and he almost sounded hysterical. And they never mentioned the fact that the governor was unpopular.
Right. Well, and
it was just this is a repudiation of Trump.
AP, in a rare moment of objectivity, listed the election results nationwide as a mixed bag of outcomes in the national election, rather than summarize it as
Big win for the Dems in Virginia, flipping the House and the Senate there and the governor's race.
Well, and there were some Republican wins, too. I would not personally call it mixed because I would like the country to swing Democrat, but I do recognize that plenty of Republican incumbents and challengers made it. So that's what we're talking about. We're doing a post-election, post-mortem, which is really the only time you can do it. And we also had smoke.
We can do a pre-mortem sometime.
Well, yeah, we could. That's like every day here. We also talked about Shamokin's revitalization. Just this huge effort to revitalize Shamokin is underway. We have one email, one caller directed in that way, so we'll talk about those. But it is an Open Phones Wednesday, 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565. Is our telephone number.
Right, and one of our emailers says, I found the program about Shamokin insulting and irritating to the people of Sunbury, and intentionally so. My email had just pointed out the unfairness in the way Shamokin is being promoted over Sunbury, so our radio station invites guests to tout everything being done by CEDACOG to promote that town.
Wait, hold on. I did that just to irritate you, sir.
Did you? Okay.
Yes, so anyway, go ahead.
Can you imagine the Shamokin paper or radio station doing that for Sunbury? I hope Mark starts inviting guests to promote Sunbury in every way, shape, and form. After all, he grew up in Sunbury. I would say to that writer, you must not listen to the station very often.
No, every
because
day is Sunbury Day here.
We have had, gosh, Sunbury revitalization people, city council candidates, the mayor, always have an open mic here.
Well, some people aren't happy unless they're unhappy, so we do plenty for Sunbury, but we'll do more. We'll use this as a call to do more. This
right.
also relates to Shamokin.
It says, how about doing something for the people who already live here in Shamokin and have for decades? We don't need gift shops and hotels. How about a movie theater and a community center? It's great to have people see the possible financial opportunities that may be possible, but don't forget about the everyday people.
Well, they had a theater, but it went out of business. Lack of business, we might add. So people didn't go. Well, the Victoria had to tear it down.
Well, the downtown theaters have been struggling. I mean, let's face it, other than the campus, I can't think of a downtown theater that's successful. Can you?
Frank, you are on the mark.
Well, I remember the Capitol, the Vicky, the Majestic. I was like 4 years old when some of the older Capitols were torn down. But the Vicky was still up somewhere in the early 80s, and it was an amazing building. Anyway, I just wanted to call in during Kurt and Betsy's time. I wanted to thank them because the town has a pulse of hope again. I'm a Shamokinite, born and raised there, that coal region. The Rosinis were part of the family in the coal mine business. We started a cabinet factory back 30-some years ago, and I've seen the change in the town, and it's disparaging. I'm a community volunteer. I do a lot of help churches, and you know we are always concerned about what's the legacy this town's going to have, and how do we help it? And I'll tell you, there has been a change in the last 5 years, and it's with the leadership. It's who you have in the office. Sorry that person who wrote in there was discouraged to hear about smoking being promoted, but people are working very hard over here. It's a sad coal region town, but we're trying to make the best of it. Even the physical appearance of the town is getting cleaned up. And I just want to thank the leaders, the mayor, the people who come out, talk about it, discuss it, and want to make change. And they put their, you know, they rolled their sleeves and put the work in. Okay. And the AAO Park, I used to four-wheeler all over those hills. It is tremendous of what has changed up there. I never could imagine that that was going to, there was going to be grass where there was nothing but coal dirt and banks and stripping holes filled with water. But that's a community that's working toward a goal. And they have a bullseye. They want to make the town better and livable and at least... Yeah, the last thing is that there's always a negative headline that comes out of Shamokin, but there is so much good there.
Okay.
I just wanted to add that.
Thank you so much.
All right, yeah, we're glad to be
They ought
board.
To make you head of the Thank Chamber you. Of Commerce.
Well, actually, I'm a resident near Southern Columbia area, the old Rush Township area, so I can't be on the board.
Oh, okay, well.
I got you.
Yeah.
You'll be a good member. Hey, thanks so much for your call and your comments.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Take
Thank
care.
You. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That takes care of the Shamokin-oriented things.
And we didn't get a chance yesterday to read the last paragraph of the email we were reading when we left the air. And that last paragraph says, I would suggest those doubters of this great president we have, Donald J. Trump, should get out a paper and pencil to list the good and the bad of voting Republican or Democrat during the 2020 election. I'm sure if you know your stuff, you would see that voting for President Trump far exceeds any of the seriously questionable plans or nonsense promises from the Democrats.
All right. Goody,
that
good
was
email.
An emailer.
Thank you.
Yep. And another gentleman says, and this relates back to our discussion of
Monday,
where it's okay to be white. It was called into question by Susquehanna University.
But you rather aptly found out that half the time it's a student experiment
yes.
Just to see how people will overreact.
Not a plot by some white nationalist group to gain supremacy. Interesting topic yesterday, gentlemen. So I have a question. Would it be okay for someone to put up a sign at SU that says it's okay to be a Christian? We all know it's not okay to be a crusader. Signed, Duffy.
That's a good point. Well, I think you could put up a it's okay to be a Christian sign if you said who put it up and you put it up in the right spots. They had unsigned signs that were in the wrong spots, and so they took
what
those
if
down.
You put up a sign that says it's okay to be a Lutheran?
I think that's
a Lutheran school,
that's
isn't it?
A fantastic.
It's a Lutheran
yes,
school.
A Lutheran in its founding and mission. I'm not sure that they are super observant, although it is a Lutheran service at the chapel each Sunday.
Okay, well, I guess it's not okay to be some things. I sent you something. Where was it? The other story that we had here this morning. Jeff Sessions was escorted from Northwestern University under heavy security amid a cancel culture protest. He was speaking there, and the protesters tried to disrupt it. And I thought it was funny because one of the students, identified as Zachary Novikoff, said he didn't believe Sessions should have been welcome at Northwestern University. He said, there's a limitation to free speech that ends at overtly racist old white dudes.
So in order,
so it's okay to be an overly racist old white dude. Let's put that sign up.
It's not okay.
It's not. Well, is it okay? Apparently, it's not okay at Northwestern University. They had to escort him out. Police had to escort former Attorney General Jeff Sessions out of there. He was there to speak. Although I will say that in a survey of the campus, 90% said he should have been allowed to speak. But unfortunately, the 10% caused all that problem and forced him to leave under protection.
When we talked about favorably about a community college in Sunbury and that satellite campuses won't be as agile as a community college will be, Joe Kantz sent us a note that says, I know Lackawanna College did come up with a program that deals with the oil and gas industry, says Joe. Yeah, that is true. They did that. And also Penn College really pivoted about maybe 15 years ago when the gas industry was coming into town. So that they could train up and keep employed and do continuing education and work hard with people that worked in the oil and natural gas industry and people who wanted to work there and wanted to get jobs in that industry. Finally, our texts, Joe. If
oh, we've got a lot of them here.
And they are from different people, so you have to sort
right,
of break
so I've
between.
Already seen that. Trump asked for assistance from Ukraine to investigate the Ukraine's participation in the 2016 election fraud committed by the Democrats with CrowdStrike. strike, Fusion GPS, and the Steele dossier to get to the bottom of the corruption. When was this corruption supposed to be investigated, Chris? Biden is not a political rival. He's not the Democratic nominee. Getting to the bottom of political corruption by the Democrats is to benefit the United States of America.
All right.
Okay.
And then the liberal
and
view.
Then that's the liberal view is Trump stands for trash runs USA middle class poor. Not certain I understand that one.
Well, it's an acronym, but it doesn't make
A lot of sense.
A letter or
okay.
Something.
And then finally, what about the guns Trump gave to Saudi Arabia, Stan? What
right.
guns did President Trump give to Saudi Arabia?
I don't know, but the texters are super-duper informed, and they almost always put something in them that I'm like, what does that mean? All right, well, I'm going to look up guns of Saudi Arabia and President Trump while we're enjoying a break. We invite you to get in queue if you wish to talk in favorable remarks about our president. We're taking only positive.
Oh, no, we're not. We're taking negatives, too.
I know. 1-800-795-9565. If anybody would like to keep Joe McGranahan on his heels again like we did yesterday, please call us now, 1-800-795-9565, or we want to revert back to which is most days where I'm defending myself. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Very rare occurrence. The Text Connect system is blank. You can send us a Text Connect message at 70236. The email in basket is blank, which you can repopulate that at onthemark@wkok.com. But the telephone lines are ringing. So
one in, one coming.
So, John, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm calling about your discussion or talking about the Democrats, and a great concern there. They're saying that they're going to have free health care for everyone. I have a solution for that.
Okay.
Mexico will pay for it. Thank you.
Yeah, just like the wall. All right. Thank you, John. Yeah, I don't think Mexico wants to pay for the wall.
So. Well, apparently they don't want our help cleaning up the cartels. That tragic story about those people being murdered down there by the cartels.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah, I thought that might pop up on this show. So far, no takers on that topic. Chris, you are an expert on the Ukraine, so we would just love your opinion. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, comrade. Well, good to hear from you.
A guy was accusing me of not wanting to investigate Democratic corruption. I don't think the Biden thing's an example of Democratic corruption.
Well, it's corrupt. It's corrupt. The question is...
It's not corrupt. It's corrupt. It is corrupt. I agree with that in one sense. It's legal corruption. A lot of times
right.
what's legal in this country is worse than what's illegal in some ways.
Right. It's called Washington, D.C.
You're just talking about businesses hiring sons of presidents and senators and stuff publicity, for prestige, etc., and perhaps for implied influence. I mean, there's nothing illegal about it, and it's there's no evidence that there was ever any thing wrong in that particular case. You have no evidence that there was any that the firing the prosecutor because he was investigating an oil company was connected to Biden's demand. Everybody agreed the prosecutor was a pro-Russian Ukraine who was corrupt. And he was holding up investigations on people. And the people in the various organizations in Europe and everything wanted him out so they could do better dealings with the Ukraine. That's well documented. So Biden, he had a good reason for the American interest to want that guy fired. There was no American interest in the Trump case. And in the first case that I talk about, he actually was squashing investigation into actual corruption that was worth millions of dollars to the Ukraine. and they squelched it in order to get the missiles, and because they thought it would please Trump, at the very least.
Okay.
So you gotta keep your P's and Q's straight a little bit when you're making such accusations. Also, yesterday the no quid pro quo argument fell apart. The Ukraine didn't know about it. The demands fell apart.
One of our listeners texted us the other day and asked, what crimes has President Trump committed? All I could think of was perjury, extortion, election fraud.
Perjury?
What can you think of?
He hasn't testified under oath anywhere.
Not yet, no.
Well, you said that he committed a crime of perjury.
Yeah, I guess perjury is not the right word. If you won't appear because of subpoenas. The president did.
His answers to the Mueller investigation were under oath, and his mother testified he thought they were generally lies.
Generally untruthful,
I think, was his characterization.
Right. So why aren't the Democrats going after that? Why are they going after this?
Well, perjury is a very strange sort of crime.
But it is a crime.
It is a crime, but it's difficult to prove, and the Mueller report was manipulated by Barr to blunt its effect.
So what did you think of the story that came out this morning that from an ABC News reporter who says that they had the goods on President Clinton and Hillary being involved with Jeffrey Epstein, and they were prepared to do a story on it that would have blown the lid off the thing, and ABC and George Stephanopoulos pulled the plug on it?
Well, I have to know what the story was. Have they released the story yet?
No, ABC said it didn't fit their standards, but they're still investigating.
Right,
it. And the reporter,
well, okay.
The reporter said it was ready. The reporter.
What particular lid was it going to blow off?
The fact that Hillary and Bill were involved with Epstein and had made use of.
Well, everybody knows they were connected. So was Trump. But what's the point?
The point is that there was nefarious stuff going on.
Was Hillary and Bill both there having sex with underage girls? Is that the point?
The supposition is that ABC is covering up for the Clintons because of
George Stephanopoulos.
The damning information that's contained in it. But now that this is out.
Because of George Stephanopoulos, that's pretty much supposition, I guess, huh?
It is.
I see. So anything involving a Democrat is supposition. Anything involving a Republican is gospel. I know.
You don't have any facts.
And I don't think there are many facts about the president. You know, you keep saying that yesterday it was destroyed.
Gosh,
the argument about quid pro quo was destroyed.
The pro-Trump ambassador, Trump-appointed ambassador, testified to that.
But he also put in some other wording that doesn't tend to indicate that. You know, and you conveniently leave that out.
To indicate what?
He pointed out that he presumed. He didn't say he knew. He said he presumed. It was a presumption on his part. And then you're saying that blows the whole thing out of
it. On his part. You also have testimony that's exactly what Rudy was telling them. And he was acting as an agent of President Trump at the time.
But you said it fell apart yesterday, and yesterday was his testimony, and he said he presumed. Not that he knew, he presumed.
Well, he's running rings.
And he's the one who had conferences. He also said it escalated from one thing to another. So he was getting that information from somewhere. And Rudy was talking to him, too, I believe, right?
Who said it escalated?
He said it escalated to crazy proportions. The demands kept on increasing on what had to be done in order to get the missiles.
Gotcha. All right, Chris, wrap it up. Anything else?
But that's a lot more than just supposition. That's testimony by a pro-Trump person.
He presumes. Doesn't know, presumes.
About the one thing, yes. But look at the rest of it in context, Joe. No,
right.
You don't want to.
No, he doesn't wish to. All right, thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the call.
If your arguments keep changing all the time and you have to keep backing up and create new ones, it kind of shows where the truth is heading, doesn't it?
All right, thank you so
Not
much.
Really, facts. Right, new fine. Facts emerge all the time, and some people choose to keep their head in the sand and ignore them.
Oh, come on, Joe. We're going to have a talk. We're going to do that off mic, but we would invite you to call us now. 1-800-795-9565 is the wide open toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. Feel free to email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Those three methods of contacting us combined have a combined zero users right now. So we are going to have dead air when we come back. If you don't...
No waiting. Call now.
Joe and I are going to die if you don't call us now. Didn't a preacher do that one time, say... I think God's going to call me up unless you start donating money or something.
Well, there was a TV preacher. Yes, right. I don't remember who.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Don't be shocked if there's no callers on the line or in the email or on the text. Joe won't be here when we come back. 1-800. What about me? You're thinking.
I'll be here.
Right, or maybe not me. 1-800-795-9565. Email is onthemark@wkok.com and text is 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 7 minutes, two callers. We'll take more emails on the mark at WKOK.com or text at 70236. Ruth, thank you so much for calling in.
Hi. I listen to your program frequently, and smoke and revitalization is really needed there. My husband and I used to live there, and we lived there for like almost 25 years, and he still has business connections, family business there. And we stopped in town to eat last week, and, you know, one of the things they really need to do right now to make it more pleasing to people coming in is it's like filthy when you go to just walk from your car to get into like a store or anything. I mean, there's just trash everywhere, gum globbed all over the place, people that have spit all over, and, you know, different ones hanging there and just dropping their stuff there. And I mean, that does not make a town attractive at all.
Well, and that's part of that clawback. We talked about attitudes. You know, there's some folks that say, well, Sunbury should be getting all of this attention because they'll be more appreciative of it. But other folks say, no, this is a town clawing back from a decline that happened, you know, when the coal mining industry went down, and that it's going to take a long time, and it's going to take people to change the way everybody in town is going to have to behave a little bit differently. Like you say, less... I mean, to be frank about it, less spitting, since that's something you saw, but fixing up houses and painting and, you know, making the Sherwin-Williams the busiest place in town again.
So. Well, like I said, it was just, I mean, I felt like I needed to tiptoe just to get in and back, not to get any stuff in the car. And I thought, and this is sad. And, I mean, and years ago, I mean, the young people would drive around town. Everybody knows it, you know, and stuff. And they would hang out like they do. But, you know, there's a whole different, like you said, attitude. They're hanging out. They're just throwing stuff down. I mean, you can, It's just sad. And don't I just they, think, like you said, if it could be, if somehow they could get a even a personal sense of, let's change this.
Yeah, that'll come next.
Don't they have a quality of life ordinance in the city of Shamokin? If they don't, they should have.
Oh, brother.
Well, I mean, it regulates behavior, and they're very successful in many communities in stopping the kind of problems that the lady is bringing up.
All right. Thank you so much, Ruth.
Well, wait, I want to hear if Ruth knows, has an answer to that.
I don't have an answer to it, but I think that there should be, because I think that, you know, visitors coming in, you know, even considering, like, living there, and you get out and everything is gross, and you have to be, like, wondering if the person that's standing close to the store is even a safe person to walk past because they look a little shady. You know, I just think there should be, if there was more like, okay, curfew everybody off the streets, and then, like, you know how they do the street cleaner where they dust it and everything, but there should be some, like, even the stores and themselves, like, getting out and cleaning the sidewalks, even though it's disgusting and they didn't put it there, and then just not letting people linger in front of them, like, all no right. loitering and stuff. I think you would see a better outlook, I guess.
Right. What about the police department there? Do they have a police department of any size?
Yes.
They do have a police department, but, you know, they're extremely busy chasing all the, how can I say, the people that are taking drugs, using drugs, selling drugs.
That's a fact.
You know, I mean,
Joe, have you ever been to Shamokin? Thank you
so
much.
Yes, I have
Ruth.
Been to Shamokin, but I don't know how strong their police department is. Let's face it, we've had arguments here in Sunbury about the size
Policing.
Of the police department.
Thank you.
And
Ruth.
I wondered
Thank
what
you.
The size of Shamokin's department is. Do you know offhand?
I think it's five or six officers.
Five or six
come
officers.
To mind.
Okay. So, well, that spreads them pretty thin then, because you need, you know, they always say you need five officers to do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but that's if nobody's sick or nobody's off. So
well,
actually,
money's tight in
yeah,
Shamokin.
Well, it is. But that's a friend of mine used to say you can't do anything without money. And that, I think, makes their situation over there even more difficult.
All right, Bobby, we'll give you the last word. Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. You know, one thing I was going to point out as far as the development over time, I mean, Mark, you and I, you know, grew up in the Susquehanna Valley, and, you know, Routes 11 to 15 years ago was only McDonald's and Burger King and Rolling Green Park, and, I mean, there was not hardly any businesses there, maybe a hotel here or there. So over a period of time, look what's happened to Shamokin Dam and Hummel's Wharf and Monroe Place and all the businesses that are there now. That took time to develop, and maybe if something could turn around in Shamokin, the same thing could happen.
All right. Yeah, good point. You end up with you already have a McDonald's just outside Shamokin, so if we could get the Burger King right in the downtown.
Well, talking to our guest before the program and on the air, she admitted that most of the development is in Cole Township. Which, you know, and I said to her, well, does that necessarily help Shamokin? And she said she believed it did. But, you know, let's face it, I think we would all benefit if Sunbury was able to, you know, make even more progress coming back. And I think that the mayor and the council over the past few years have done a remarkable job in trying to bring the city back. You know, we have some very attractive things in Sunbury now.
We got to put the community college in Sunbury, and that'll finish the job.
I'm not certain that that's going to be
come on now.
The be-all and end-all to this discussion.
No, it'll be another nail in the rebuilt house of Sunbury.
I thought you were going to say another nail in the coffin.
No, that's the typical analogy.
I'm looking forward to the old Marlon building coming back.
The Marlon building? Which
front Market Street.
I got you. Okay.
Market and 4th.
All right. Your list. Oh, the Bittner building. I got you. You got to get rid of the
right. It was a Marlon building when I came.
This is WKOK Sunbury.